I want to publicly say we have our guy, Dr. Avery. Come on up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
I hope the board heard that.
I love Dr. Avery. Oh, awesome. But I do want to know if and when we're finally going to hear that Dr. Avery is not the interim superintendent of schools in Bridgeport. In fact, Dr. Avery joins us now for the very latest because we did wrap up a legislative session where we know Bridgeport was definitely one of the three prioritized cities that got a lot of money for education purposes, also municipality, but we're focused on the education. Dr. Royce Avery here now. Hi, Dr. Avery. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Melissa. Great to be here this morning.
So do we have any intel as to when we can drop the interim? I mean, I barely ever call you that anymore, but I'm supposed to still call you that. Are we any closer to dropping that, or where are we at?
Melissa, you know as much as I know. I'm still waiting myself. So, again, okay. I'm very hopeful that in the near future something's going to happen. The board has to go through the process of a search, and so hopefully – you know, they're going to, you know, they've already started the process, hopefully being able to select someone soon. And, but I've waited a long time, Melissa, so I'm hoping something is going to happen really fast. And, I think it's time for the community to kind of, you know, join in this effort to kind of make sure that we get the right person in the seat. And I've been here for almost 2 years now. And, what else do I have to do? I'm just wanting to know.
I don't
what
know.
Else do I have to do?
Yeah,
right?
I'm with you. You know how I feel. My listeners certainly know how I feel, Dr. Avery. And I think it would be a tremendous loss to then start all over again with new leadership, which may not even align with the way that you've been doing things. So I think Bridgeport needs to act sooner rather than later. I thought, and I could have read this wrong, I thought by June they had to make a decision.
Yeah, on the search firm that they were going to select. If they
My God.
State large, you know. Well, yeah, so they have to have that by June. And so hopefully, I know they're working hard to kind of get that worked out now. They're looking at, you know, proposals on the RFP right now, and hopefully they will get something. They have to have it before, you know, within the next week or so. So that's happening, and I feel comfortable that they're going to meet that deadline for the commissioner. And hopefully from that point, things will start to happening faster than not.
Yeah, that would be great. Definitely keep us in the loop, as I know you always do. Again, yeah. Dr. Royce Avery is here, interim superintendent of schools in Bridgeport. And man, it's been a wild ride. As you just mentioned, you're coming up on 2 years in the fall of being in this position. I mean, let's talk about where Bridgeport has been and where we are now, because it's been a journey.
Well, I can tell you that we've done a great job with the board to try to get them all aligned in the right direction. We've gotten this community to really stand behind the educational foundation of Bridgeport, which is the school district, the city, the mayor, the delegation, and I think even the state feels comfortable that things are working and going in the right direction. But now it's time to solidify things a little bit, and I think I've been very patient. My family's been very patient, and I think there's time to be able to do something. Because, like I said, I could go anywhere, but I want to be in Bridgeport. And I don't know how much more I have to do to make that point known, Melissa, to this community, that I would love the opportunity to take the full job and do great things for the children of Bridgeport. And I try to keep the children of Bridgeport at the forefront of what I do every single day. And I think I've proven that. And there's so much more to do, but I got this little hump to get over. But I'm a competitive kind of guy, so I love a challenge, and this has been a challenge, but it's been a great, fun challenge. You know, and when you're working for kids, you know, nothing gets in the way of that. I think that's really been my motivator over the last, you know, year and a half, almost 2 years now.
But I'll be a little more blunt, Dr. Avery, because you're very kind and I appreciate that about you. But you are polar opposite from the leadership that was there before you. And despite that you both came from the same state, it's quite a big state, Texas. You guys are very different in the way that you have led the district. And, you know, some of the things that have been standing out to me over the last almost 2 years is that you're very collaborative. You are very kind of unity first, which is, hey, let's all get on the same page. Maybe we don't agree on everything, but we need to be on the same page. That's the, you know, the Board of Ed, that's the superintendent's office, that's the mayor's office, that's the teachers, that's the administrators, that's the parents of these families. And I think that is very different from what was, I would say, the norm before you came into this position. But we also have to address the elephant in the room, which was that Bridgeport was facing a huge deficit. I mean, in a lot of money. And I do know that in this legislative session, there was, I'm going to call it a quick fix.
Right.
You know, there is a lump sum of money that is now going to Bridgeport schools, which we're thrilled about. Right. But I worry.
Yeah.
I do worry, Dr. Avery, because unfortunately, part of why we had that deficit in 2024 was because we had a lump sum of money given to us during COVID and we didn't spend it properly. Now, this was not under your leadership, but
right.
I'm curious how we handle the money that was just given to the city of Bridgeport, specifically for education. That is not going to be a standing amount of money that Bridgeport gets.
Right. And well, and I can tell you, you know, the district received a combination of about $35 million in new funding to support the fiscal year throughout the, you know, from the state and local, you know, investment. And so what has to happen there is that we have to really use those dollars to balance the budget. And so remember, I gave the board, you know, three different budgets, the status quo, which is about $44 to $45 million, a $60 million, you know, added value budget. And then the board also worked with me to do a $106 million budget. So $35 million does not even, resolve the deficit. I still have about a $10 million shortfall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what that means, you know, Melissa, is that I have to figure out how we work through the efficiency things that we're doing within our district to come up with the $10 million to meet that. So the district is working to complete, you know, all of the 34 recommendations of the audit. So there's all these different things that we're facing, and I'm trying to help navigate through those things, and we have to get better at what we do and the dollars that this community and the state is giving this district. And I vow to make sure that those dollars go back to the students of this district. And remember, because we don't have, you know, all the administrators in central office, we don't have enough APs in our district, we're going to struggle a little bit because we don't have enough money to add value to this system. And so, yes, I feel very confident that we'll balance the budget at the $45 million, but we have nothing else to add value to the programs that we need to build upon for kids to thrive academically, to have technology advancements. We have none of that. So what I need to do is really try to advocate. And remember, because I have that interim name on my title, the people that want to invest in this district, you know, want to give donors giving dollars to this district with the name interim on my title, they're not going to do it because it's not a permanent thing. So
well, of course, because it's right. It seems like if we can't even have a solid, a permanent leader, why would we invest in it? I mean, I have to be honest, Dr. Avery, granted, I understand that Bridgeport was one of the top three that got the most investment from the state. And I do understand that the legislature, obviously based up in Hartford during the legislative session, I was shocked Hartford got significantly more than Bridgeport.
You know,
I was shocked.
Remember, you got Hartford at the heart of the political network.
I get that. I get it. So. But you got the largest city serving the most amount of students and with the biggest deficit. And I think that was shocking to me. I was surprised at that. And I'm not saying it's because you're an interim. But I do think that if we can't even get the state on the surface to invest the most amount of money in Bridgeport Public Schools, I mean, to your point, you're going to have that kind of, you know, I don't know how serious I should be in investing in.
Well, and I can tell you, Melissa, I think I'm very hopeful that, you know, the ECS formula is going to be, you know, corrected next year. And then we should be able to get the dollars that we're owed and that we need. So that's the hopeful piece here. And hopefully that with the governor's blue ribbon panel, they're going to be able to kind of come up with solutions that's going to provide some necessary relief for districts like Bridgeport.
We are chatting with Dr. Royce Avery, Interim Superintendent of Schools in Bridgeport. And Dr. Avery, didn't you just meet with the commissioner for the Department of Ed?
I met with the board, the State Board of Education. We did a presentation with them. The commissioner was there. We had a very, very positive meeting with them. The two state technical assistance team provided an update to the State Board of Education regarding the success that's happening in Bridgeport. So that was a very positive day last Wednesday, for that presentation.
And And again, going into the next school year, the 2026-27 school year, some of the things that I was just curious about, because again, to go back to the major investment that is a one-time investment, by the way, because I always like to remind people of that, because you got to go past the headlines, even though, yes, we put all this money into education. That's great, but it's not. It's temporary, essentially. It's going to be great for the current budget cycle, but it's not going to be an investment every single year. At least that's not what we're being told at this point. Do you worry about things like in the beginning of this school year, the bus situation? There was like a temporary fix to that. And I was thinking, okay, so with this investment, we can make sure that we don't have maybe some of the problems going into this school year that we had to rectify very quickly. But you're still talking about this money is going to run out very quickly. So are there concerns that people should be aware of for Bridgeport?
Well, I think there's always concerns on those fronts, you know, but the walking distance was a huge impact to this community. So as we looked at our budget, we tried to really streamline, you know, the efficiencies to make sure that busing is not going to be affected this year in this year's budget. So that's not going to be an issue. But the worry is that we don't have enough money to be able to add value to the children of Bridgeport community. And so that's my worries right now. And you know, things happen. Utilities go up. You know, and you never know. Transportation cost goes up. Just the cost of living goes up. And so when you start having just the status quo, you can't do anything. You can't plan the way we need to plan because I don't have the investments to be able to add value. And that's my biggest worry right now because our kids deserve it. And so the money, we need to have additional dollars to impact. And one of the things that is was put out to me is that the MARB, we have an opportunity to go to the MARB, sign up to the MARB to be able to ask for additional dollars. And so I'm ready for the legislative, clarity to be provided to the district and to the state in order how we access those funds. And so I'm looking forward to that. I think that's going to be a game changer for the district as we can use those monies to add value. So that's really what I'm looking for. And that should be coming up in the next week or two with a little bit more clarity. And so that's where I'm going to pursue to try to get those additional dollars.
So forgive me, Dr. Avery, are you saying MARB, like M-A-R-B?
Yeah, it's the Municipal Review.
Oh, the Municipal Board. Accountability Review Board?
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I was like, what is MARB? I don't know what that is. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can now ask for more money through them?
According to my knowledge, that's what we're going to be able to do. But there's no real clarity to that yet. So that should be coming out, you know, pretty quickly over the next couple of weeks, Melissa.
Okay.
And then the districts that want to join that organization will have an ability to have MARB work with them to come up with, you know, the need for the district, and then we can move that forward. Although there's going to be restrictions, which I'm so used to that right now. I got two state technical assistance teams and the state in my business, and that's okay because I've been very, you know, open and working with them, and it's been a great relationship. So, and that's kind of what the district needed to move forward. And so I credit their support to this district as the way that we got out of the hole and moving in the right direction. So it's a great thing, and so I'm open to that. You know, it's sometimes you have to have that guidance, and they've done a super great job to support me and what we did. There's a thought partner on both sides of it, and it's just been really refreshing. And so, and that's what good businesses do, is working with partners to be able to make it work, you know, for the organization.
Dr. Avery, I was going to ask you, what, if anything else, is the state still doing to help Bridgeport? So you had said those technical teams. Are those teams still are active right now, or are there any other things that the state is doing currently to assist Bridgeport? No.
No, we're working with, you know, the efficiency within the district, and we're working on the 34 audit recommendations. So in combination, we're trying to fulfill all those obligations by June and July as well. So everything that we've been, you know, presented by the state, we've done, we're working towards completing all those things here in the next month or so. So that's exciting. So I think with the recommendations being completed, now that we have the budget to work from, and now we have the technical assistance team, and I encourage them to be here for a little bit longer to make sure things are working. The board, they're working together. They got their policies done. Next week they'll have the final policies done, I think. And so everything is coming together nicely. And that's what it's all about. We're working together to make it happen. And we have a long way to go, don't get me wrong, but it is a great fight, and we're fighting together. We're laughing and smiling and disagreeing with each other, and that's healthy, and I love that.
Well, Dr. Avery, definitely keep us in the loop, especially I'm waiting. I better be the first one to know when that interim drops.
I'm gonna make sure I call you, Melissa, on that.
You better, too, right? Okay? Don't even come on the radio. Just text me directly and be like, there is no more interim. I'm serious. And again, that's not to discredit the process. I think the process is great. I think that you have to have the right person in. But here's the thing. If I am looking at it the way I've been looking at Bridgeport for many years from a reporter standpoint, it would be such a shame. It would be such a waste to find, even if there is somebody who is qualified for the job, I think it'd be such a waste to start over with new leadership. You have somebody who has been here through the entire process, start to finish, knows everything, and has proven that they are willing to work under an interim status for almost 2 years. This would be the biggest loss for Bridgeport if they decided to just kind of find somebody else or to let you move on to somewhere else. I need to speak very transparently about this because I think that I've heard from Bridgeport families. I've heard from Bridgeport teachers. I talk to people in Bridgeport all the time. It'd be very sad, I think, to just see it not work.
I have to agree with you, Melissa. And again, I'm a man of God, and I pray every day that things are going to happen soon. And so He's leading me and guiding me, and that's the number one thing for me. So I appreciate you and your support. I appreciate this community, and I think it's time for the community to have a voice. And I think that's probably what we need to do now is have the community have a voice about what and who they want. I think that's really what's going to happen. Part of the process is going to be part of that. And I think that's really what's going to seal the deal.
Well, brother, I will wait to hear from you.
Awesome. Thank you, man. Have a great morning.
Yes, you too. Dr. Avery, thank you so much. Again, Interim Superintendent of Schools in Bridgeport. And we will keep you posted on whatever happens next with not only, you know, what happens with the superintendent search, but also what's going into the next school year, which I can't believe summer is just around the corner. Summer vacation, I should say.